All change at the top as Cabinet gets a reshuffle. Fresh from a landslide win in Southwark elections, the council leader has reshuffled the top jobs in the town hall. Councillor Peter John, the head of the Labour group, was expected to ask his party to vote on his new appointments to the Cabinet tonight. He'd hoped to announce the details later this week, but a list of the main appointments was leaked to the news. Councillor John refused to comment about the specifics of the list, but said, "I'm confident that we will have a cabinet of new and experienced members that will deliver on our ambitious manifesto and pledges over the next 12 months. According to the provisional list, the deputy leader of the council, Councillor Ian Wingfield, has been moved from the housing department and given the new portfolio of community, employment and business. Councillor Richard Livingston, who's taken the reins of the borough's finances over the last 4 years of government cuts, has been moved to run housing. The new chief number cruncher, running finance, strategy and performance, will be Councillor Fiona Colley, who was moved away from regeneration and corporate strategy. Councillor Barry Hargrove will be given a new portfolio of public health, parks and leisure, a key job as Labour's committed to introducing free swimming and gym use for all Southwark residents over the next 4 years. Councillor Sunil Chapra, the current deputy mayor, will become the mayor, the first Indian-born man to have the role in Southwark's history. Regeneration, planning and transport will be run by Councillor Mark Williams, while Councillor John will also be involved in large regeneration projects. Environment, recycling, community safety and volunteering will be shared by Councillors Darren Merrill and Michael Sisu. Councillor Dora Dixon-File will run adult social care, arts and culture, and Councillor Victoria Mills will be the Cabinet member for children and schools.